Welcome everybody to the show. It's Rob Zachary. Rob Zachary Show. We are live. Yes, we are. We are live, and we are ready to, well, did any of you really think Hillary was going to get indicted? I mean, come on. Did any of you really think she was going to get indicted? You know, yesterday, it was like the who's who. It was the who's who of people just being outraged, being shocked, being beside themselves. They were just, oh my God, I can't believe this. This is, yeah. 9 months ago, we said it wasn't going to happen. We talked about this yesterday. There was no way the press, the Democrats, the list goes on and on. We need to just come up with a all-encompassing word. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm going to have to think about it. I've been overwhelmed with a bunch of stuff in the past, 5 days. Since, I would say since Wednesday. I've been overwhelmed with about 5 different things. So, I'm going to have to, starting tonight, think of a all-encompassing word for the Democrats, for the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the Washington Posts, the Amazons, what else? The Googles, the Twitters, the Facebooks. I'm going to have to come up with an all-encompassing word. Something that doesn't sound very Alex Jonesy, conspiracy-ish. I need to come up with something. But there was no way that group, okay, was going to let Hillary get indicted. It wasn't going to happen. And today, they've shifted. Today, they've shifted to Donald Trump and his business record in Atlantic City. They've shifted. That's what they're talking about now. Hillary Clinton got up, put on her pantsuit, and started talking about Donald Trump's business record. Now, if you go to our website, RobZachariShow.com, or you go to ZeroFiltered.com, or you go to ExtremePolitics.com, we have done numerous stories about Donald Trump's business history. We've done numerous stories. We've debunked a lot of the narratives that the media and the Democrats try to put out there. So I don't want to spend too much time going through this stuff again, because Lord knows we will go through it again between now and the election. But today, I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood to break down all of these businesses, because it's all about Atlantic City. I mean, that's what it is. It's all about Atlantic City. Hillary Clinton did a speech today talking about Trump's history in Atlantic City. And again, just a smidgen. I'll touch it just a smidgen, because this isn't really what I wanted to talk about. But you have a history in Atlantic City with Donald Trump that stretches well over 10 years. And the success outweighs the failures. The amount of people that were helped as far as jobs and the side businesses that made money from people going into Atlantic City to see wrestling or see boxing or gambling or whatever outweighed the negative. And that's just a fact. And in business, there's always negatives. There's always negatives. There's always negatives. Rather, there's a car recall because the ignition sticks and people die. Or there's E. coli in a Jack-in-the-Box burger and people die. You know, Jack in the Box killed people, okay? Jack in the Box killed people. You don't really hear about that. It happened a very, very, very long time ago. It's called doing business. That's what happens, okay? So it happens. So this notion that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and the media are going to attack Donald Trump, Atlantic City, as if he just went in there on a Monday, created a business on a Wednesday, went bankrupt on a Friday, and stiffed tens of thousands of people on the following Tuesday is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. This is all part of the plan. This is all part of the plan. It was a scathing indictment, non-indictment by the FBI director on Hillary Clinton and the whole administration. Because the FBI director said a lot of people knew Hillary Clinton was using this private email and private server. Without saying the president's name, he said the president. Without referring to the president, he said the president. Got to read between the lines, but he said it. So this indictment, non-indictment comes out yesterday. It's all anybody's talking about. All the Democrats are losing their minds because there's like no way to spin out of this. There's no way to spin out of it. All you really hear is, well, it wasn't intentional. And remember, I said that yesterday. That's the out. Obama set it up by saying, well, you know, whatever Hillary did, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't on purpose. If something got sent that was classified, that shouldn't have been classified, or somebody was hacked, all of this wasn't on purpose. She didn't do what Petraeus did. She didn't stuff notebooks down her pants. She didn't take information from her desk drawer, stick it in her sock, go home, give it to Huma Abedin. She didn't do that. So whatever she did wasn't intentional. Obama set that up, and Comey echoed that. And that's all the Democrats and all the talking heads on TV keep saying. Well, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional. And I argue that with the fact that she set up a private server. That's as intentional as you get. That's an intentional as you get. Everything that happened after, because of setting up a private server. So that comes out yesterday, and everybody's saying, oh, it wasn't intentional, it wasn't intentional, it wasn't intentional. And the few conservative outlets that there are saying, oh, let's break down all the ways, that she effed up. And effed up bad. Real bad. Like breaking the law bad. Lying to Congress bad. So this was like a tornado yesterday. And what happened this morning was planned. Hillary Clinton went to New Jersey. It was planned. Remember, she meets with the FBI Saturday or Sunday. Can't remember which day. It's a 3.5-hour meeting. It's a 3.5-hour talk. And within 5 minutes of it ending, somebody leaks to a reporter that goes on Twitter and says, I'm getting information that there will be no indictment. There will be no recommendation for an indictment. It's within 10 minutes. So everybody knew going in there was going to be no indictment. They had this set up. They had this set up right from the start. Right from the start. They were going to have this powwow on the weekend. Monday, everybody would be celebrating the 4th. The firestorm would really hit on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, they'll be in New Jersey talking about Trump and his businesses there, and the media will then shift and talk about that. She's not getting indicted. There's going to be no criminal charges, so the issue's done. It's over. She's innocent. So the plan of attack was she didn't do anything on purpose. as you see, she's not getting indicted, so there's no reason to talk about it anymore. Good day, good night. Let's move on. And that's where we are today. Watching Hillary Clinton in New Jersey talking about Donald Trump, what happened in Atlantic City, and all these businesses, all these people that he put out of business. And if you put on Wolf Blitzer, he spent the morning discussing what happened in Atlantic City with Katrina Pearson, the Trump spokesman. And I should even say not even discussing. Berating her. Talking about people that were owed money in Atlantic City. People that lost money because Donald Trump went bankrupt. And does he have a moral obligation to give those people back their money? Because he's worth $10 billion. I was just shocked. I was shocked. Well, I wasn't shocked. I should take that back. Of course, I'm not shocked. It's the media, CNN, it's Wolf Blitzer. But it's just getting to the point now. Rather it's Blitzer, rather it's Cooper, rather it's Maddow, rather it's Charlie Rose, rather it's Gail King, rather it's Breonna Keeler, rather it's Brian Williams. I mean, the list goes on and on. Now they just kind of take their cue from the administration and from the other Democrats. It's just saying, hey, everybody's stupid. They're stupid. They're too busy posting pictures on Instagram, being outraged over Kelly Kukoc's dog sitting on an American flag. I mean, this is the American people. These are their priorities. These are Democrat voters. Now it's just straight up, hey, stupid. Hey, dummy. Yeah. Yes, we know. We know. What happened was wrong. We know it was wrong. We know. Not only does it look shady, it is shady. We know it. Yes, we know it. But guess what? Doesn't matter. Because you're going to do what we say. And the media and the Democrats have been proven right over and over. They've been proven right over and over. You have a terror attack, and the Democrats, the media, shift that to guns. You have radical Islam slaughtering 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people. And somehow, it was the gun's fault. And as long as the narrative worked, as long as them shifting worked and people went with it, they fell for it, then they're going to keep doing it. And now it's just so over the top, like, F you. I mean, the Hillary Clinton thing was just so over the top, F you. I mean, just, it was like, hey, here's everything she did wrong. And like I said yesterday, when your boss gives you a list of everything you did wrong, I'm just over and over and over, you're just incompetent. That was the huge thing yesterday. When Comey read that list, it was basically careless, incompetent, all of those things. When your boss finishes reading a two-page work report that says you're incompetent and you're reckless and you're careless, after that period that ends this report, the next thing you're waiting for is you're fired. We have to let you go. I just gave you all the reasons why. Nobody expects to get a promotion. Nobody expects to then get told to go to the tarmac because the president of the company wants to fly you to your next job. It just doesn't happen. But the Democrats and the media have everybody under control. So good. So just mesmerized by BS. They're like, yeah, it'll work. And you know there's people in executive positions going, there's no way this is going to work. This is just, okay, this is going to be that tipping point. This is going to be that tipping point where the American people go, enough is enough. Come on, man. Come on. And you know there are other executives going, no, this is nothing. Don't worry. This is going to fly. This is going to fly. We go to Hillary Live talking about Trump, and we pretend none of this happened. And the other executives are like, no, there's just no way. So they're making Trading Places bets. They're all like, I bet you $1. I bet you $1. And guess what? You got a lot of executives today going, all right, can I have my dollar? Let me have my dollar. Give me that dollar. It worked. It worked. We played it perfectly. I mean, just the fact that they did the interview before the 4th of July, guys. Just the fact that they did the interview before the 4th of July. They knew going in that you would have the 4th of July as a buffer. The American people are just like, what? Fireworks! Yeah! Explosion! Awesome, we get to see explosions that aren't killing people. This is awesome. And if you really want to be technical, some people had off yesterday, or some people took off yesterday. So today's really the first day that everybody is back operational and forging ahead at full strength. So it's as if this is a year old. As if it's a year old. So the media pulled a fast one, like they always do, but this time it's just, this time it's, they're not even, they just don't even care anymore. They just don't even care anymore. It's like, why even bother to try to show that we're not in the bag for the Demo? Why try to show it? Why try to even hide? Who cares? We don't care. Yeah. We're a propaganda piece for the Democrats. So what?